There's a place in Rio de Janeiro called Jardim Gramacho. It's the world's largest trash heap. For 34 years, this landfill received as much as 9,000 tons of trash a day. So much trash that in time it became a literal mountain. Get this, 60 million tons of garbage leaking methane into the atmosphere and toxins into Rio's once pristine bay.
This is like the end of the line. This is where everything that's not good goes, including the people.
That's artist Vic Muniz, who spent 2 years creating large-scale mosaics with the scavengers at Jardim Gramacho. His work was profiled by filmmaker Lucy Walker in the 2010 Oscar-nominated documentary called Wasteland. Now, this past weekend, Jardim Gramacho was finally shut down. The trash is being rerouted to a new state-of-the-art facility in the suburbs of Rio, and Brazil's state-run energy company called Petrobras will install over 200 wells at the existing Gramacho that will convert all that methane into electricity. Environmental improvement, sure, but at the same time, those 1,500 catadores, or pickers, as the workers are called there, combing through trash looking for recyclables, they're all unemployed. Lucy Walker, Academy Award nominee, director of Wasteland, joins us now. Hi, Lucy. Environmental concerns first, and we'll certainly talk about the pickers in a moment. It's hard to be sorry when you see a place like Jardim Gramacho shut down. It's ugly. It's got vermin all over it, rats and seagulls. It smells. Converted into a power plant, it seems like green progress.
I think the idea of progress is a good one to embrace. I think change is very hard. But progress is good, especially when it comes to evolving better recycling techniques. And the tough part is that the people who work at Gramacho, the pickers, they prefer the term picker to scavenger, that they pick through the garbage for recycled materials and remove an awful lot of recyclables by hand. It's a tough, tough job, and they've been very maligned over the years for doing it, ostracized. It's a dirty, dirty job, and who would envy that? But there's a really important way to understand what they're doing as environmental heroes. They've been on the front line picking through our garbage, saving stuff from landfill when Brazil has not historically had separation of garbage. Nobody's been picking the recyclables out any other way. So these people have been extending the life of the landfill, recycling all these valuable materials with their own bare hands. And because they are on the edge of society, they haven't had any other means of earning a living. Typically, the people who work there's choices in employment. They may feel that their only choices are prostitution or drug running. And they've turned to garbage because actually it's a very dignified and important way of life. They're not hurting anyone except for themselves in that job. And actually they're doing an incredibly important job. So these people are really environmental heroes. But because their employment is so limited, there's been a lot of concern about trying to help them find other safer, healthy ways to keep earning a living moving forward. And fortunately, there's been a couple of implementations with giving grants and supporting these vulnerable workers through this difficult transition. And there's an association called Akanji, the Association of Recyclable Material Pickers in Gramacho, who's founded by this fantastic young guy called Sebastian Tiao is his nickname, Tiao de Santos, and he's sort of the star of my film Wasteland, along with the amazing artist Vic Muniz. And Tiao had this beautiful idea as a young man to improve life for this very vulnerable community of his. He grew up at the age of 10. He's been picking in this landfill with his family, who had no other choice. And so he felt that they needed paved roads. They needed sewage in the favela, the slum where they lived right next door to the Gramacho landfill.
Lucy, hang on there 1 second so I can update listeners. We are speaking with Lucy Walker, Academy Award nominee and director of the film Wasteland, which is about Jardim Gramacho, the mountain of garbage in Rio de Janeiro, a facility being shut down as of this week and converted into basically an eco-methane site, as Rio's largest landfill is relocated to a state-of-the-art facility on the outskirts of town. Lucy, I want to play one clip here from your film and get an idea, as you talk about the pickers, of what might be next for them. Let's listen to Vic Muniz once again speaking about how low-wage workers are perceived in Brazil. This is from your film, Wasteland.
And this is, I think, is the most poisonous thing about Brazilian culture and society is classicism. You know, and it's horrible how people really believe, and I'm talking about educated people, they really believe they're better than other people.
Lucy Walker, you talked about how pickers are already on the fringes of society. What is next for many of them now that the place where they do their picking is being shut down? Unemployment, what's next?
Well, the association is really trying to encourage the pickers to keep working in recycling. It's an incredibly important job. And what's exciting is that Brazil is embracing the challenge and starting to separate recyclables as they collect. But there are lots more jobs, and these jobs in the new state-of-the-art facility with separated recyclables, they still need a lot of people working there, and it's less dangerous work. There's a conveyor belt, and it's actually what the association has been pushing for, are more advanced techniques that don't put the workers' sort of bodies on the front line. Before, at Gramacho, the trucks would come and incredible flatbeds would tilt, and these giant piles of garbage would slide down onto this incredibly sort of wobbly, huge pile of garbage, 8,000 to 8,500 tons a day of garbage would come through there, almost all of the garbage from Rio and the surrounding regions.
Lucy Walker, let's leave now with a clip from your film, Wasteland. We've been speaking with Lucy Walker, Academy Award nominee for the film Wasteland about Jardim Gramacho. Lucy, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
Here's a clip from Wasteland.
People are all dealing with garbage. Oh, my God. Like, every single lot is filled with garbage. People are carrying garbage. It's like a garbage land.
I see that. Oh my God, like a mountain.
You can get a look at Jardim Gramacho on our website, thetakeaway.org. We have the official trailer from the film Wasteland there. See it for yourself. Jardim Gramacho closed down as of this week.